Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Body. We will not have any attempts to do the okie-cokie in this channel, Lulu. All attempts will be met with negativity. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Kath's going to join us in a minute. I'm not quite sure where she is, but we're early. So doesn't actually matter, does it? She will join us. And when she does, she will look resplendent. And it'll be a wonderful time. Fun time is guaranteed for all. Harsh, Super Saint, Katifer, Zero, Mandula, Michelle, Linny, Kriv, Dermot, Ashley, Lulu, Kate, other Kate, Richard, Akiko, Mandula. It's lovely to have you all here with us this evening. Thank you so much for being part of this show. I've had a haircut every time. It just goes a little bit further back at the sides. It's that time of the month. It's the end of the month. Hey, Mike, it's that time of the month, Andrea, where loads of people drop off. I can't even look. I hate this time of the month. Really do. 34 people watching, I say. Where is everybody? Ah, here she comes. Here she comes. I got to change my settings to that setting. We're going to admit Zoom psychedelic. Psychedelic. Change that because I had it on speaker view. We don't want it on speaker view. We want it on gallery view. Bishy bashy boshy. How do queen?
Hello, love.
I like that top.
Thank you.
I like it when your hair is crinkly. Like you care. Hey, look at this. Haircut.
Very nice. Very nice. You're coming out the wrong hole. Let me just.
Story of my life.
Yeti.
Story of my life. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Wait for Catherine to get sorted. Only 46? Only 46?
You seem quiet.
I don't know what... I'm talking. This is me at this volume.
It's coming out of the computer. Why is it not coming out of my mic?
Because you're a dickhead. It wouldn't come out of my mic.
Incorrect data. Let me look. Speak again. You're just mouthing now.
Yeah, I was just mouthing now. So what? It's interesting to have the technicals coming from this side. Mm-hmm. No, this side. From this side as opposed to from this guy. This guide.
Got it.
You in?
Yeah.
Bishy bashy boshy. Welcome to Thursday's night stream. Now it's the 29th. Tomorrow's the 30th. That means Saturday is the first. So these shows are always anxiety-inducing for me. I come on and we see we've got 53 people watching. Low numbers. Good people, though. All good people. Jen, Richard, Barnes, Barnsey, Michael, Jimbo. All good people. But this is the time of the month. My sister! Joe! It's the time of the month. Where good evening, Jenna and Marcus. I feel so nauseous, Richard Chappers, so nauseous, so anxiety inducing because the numbers drop, and we get it. And we won't go on about it all night. And this is going to be pretty much a Belfield free zone, apart from one thing I need to mention. So don't worry about that. A couple of people got very upset that we were talking about Alex Belfield. Tough. Deal with it. But there's one thing I want to mention, then we'll move on. So this is terrifying because it's getting tight.
Sorry, everyone.
You busy, mate?
I'm just putting us on there so I can see the chat.
Jim
as well.
Debo, Kerry, Julie, welcome. We're getting close to the level where we would consider stopping doing Patreon. You guys are great. You guys are hopefully going to stick around. And they've done a new thing on Patreon where you can join up any day in the month and then you don't get billed again on the 1st.
Yeah.
If you join up on the 15th, then the 15th is your billing date, which is good.
That's really good. So people don't get double charged. But
don't
also
get double charged.
You can do it at your pace. So, for example, when I used to be employed by someone else, my payday would be on the 15th. And so I would time everything to come out that day when I was feeling flush.
Zero
so I get it.
Is here for life, man. But yeah, so it's getting to the point, and we're not going to whinge about it because we're going to have fun tonight. We're getting close to the point where we're going, it's not really worth doing it. And we knocked this on the head, which is terrifying.
Yeah, especially because I've had a little bit of a setback, haven't I?
Yes. Been a tough old week. Catherine, without revealing what you want to reveal, how are you? Let's just check in. Let me put my feet on the floor for this. Always good to have your feet on the floor. And actually, I'm getting quite warm because I got blanky. Check in with us, Catherine. How are you doing?
I am controlling the panic because I've had a setback this week that means that I'm at a looser end work-wise than I was this time last week. And it's come just at the same time as all this news about just how skint we're going to be and mortgages and gas prices and, you know, Liz Truss not being able to defend herself on BBC local radio, that kind of stuff. And so what I'm trying to do is concentrate on what is rather than what isn't and trust that it's always been all right in the past. But I will say this, if anyone listening has any need for my particular set of skills, and they are strange ones, admittedly, please give me a shout. Don't be shy. Because, I don't like not being busy.
Just going to take the shot off you, just because I want to get up an email. I don't want people to see my email. It's good. I'm glad I did that. Because, go on, continue with yourself.
No, that's it, really. That's all I really want to say. It's a worry. It's a worry. But I haven't lost hope. And next week I'm filming my little zombie film. Oh, so that's something.
There's a picture of my boy with an owl on his. You can just see the tip of an owl. There we go.
And while there are boys in the world with owls on their shoulders, there is still hope.
What is going on? My computer is not doing the things that I'm asking it to do. It's a little bit glitchy. Why would that do that? All right. I just want to show we've had a great week. We've had some great things happen this week. Excuse me. We've had some great things happen this week, and I'm just trying, how can I get that? Oh, here we go. Yes. All right, I just want to show how great something was in the week. My computer is being a little bit, I clicky, and it doesn't showy. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drag that over here. I'm going to open you. You can't see that properly, so I'm going to share screen. And it's that. And there's my boy with an owl. See, sorry, a little bit more of the owl there. Why won't it? What the fudge is going on? Can you see that? Oh, no.
I can see that.
No, it's not doing it. But now we can't see you. Where have you gone? You're hiding there. But that should. Okay, well, I don't quite know where you are. But this is us. This is Michael McCartney, Mike McCartney, Mike McGee. And we are at the book launch. I don't know why we can't see you, Catherine. My computer's doing weird things. We are at the book launch for his new book, which is pictures of Liverpool in the early 60s. And this guy, look at that. Isn't that a great picture? Some great pictures. Behind there is a really cool picture of his dad.
Yeah.
And he was telling us there's a picture of Paul with his foot on the arm of the chair, like looking all rock and roll. And he said, everyone says Paul's being so rock and roll in that picture. He wasn't being rock and roll. He was pushing down one of the springs that had popped out of the arm. And it's full of amazing pictures of young Beatles, you know, bomb-struck Liverpool. It's just the coolest thing. And we got invited to that. And that's very weird. We got invited to that, which was cool in itself, right?
Yeah.
And but as we were going there, it's a tiny, tiny little gallery. I hadn't been to one of these launches before. Tiny little gallery. And as we got there, there's people on the door going, oh, Ian, okay, yeah, you're on the list. And then an older woman was pushing a very old gentleman in a wheelchair and they were trying to get the ramp to go in the thing. And I looked and went, holy shit, Kath, that's Sir Peter Blake.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, for those who don't know Sir Peter Blake, one of Britain's leading artists, if you really, you know, the simple shorthand, he designed the Sgt. Pepper cover. You know, if you need a point of reference, he designed Sgt. Pepper, as well as loads of other things. You know, he's a great artist. I went, Sir Peter Blake was being wheeled in, and I was about to help push him up the ramp, and then someone else took over. And we're in there, we go in, we see Roger McGough, we see a lovely Kate Robbins. Kate Robbins was there, you know Kate, mm-hmm. She's aware of me. So we went and said hello to Kate. She was talking to the wonderful Mike Batt, who is now my friend on Twitter.
And mine.
Yeah, his first retweet was about an Asian rape gang.
Yeah.
Okay, but everything else in his Twitter feed is solid. That was his first retweet.
I noticed that, and I think, oh, he's not looked into who's tweeting that stuff, because I did, and I went, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, listen, I think we can all agree, we're all against Asian rape gangs, Christian, white, black, whatever. I'm against rape gangs, Catherine.
Yeah.
Maybe he tweets a different ethnicity every single day. Anyway, so we're chatting to Mike Batt for ages, and he embraces his past. He brought up the Wombles. He brought up the Wombles and told the story about how the night before they were on Top of the Pops, he got his mum to make all the Wombles outfits. And yeah. He had, I think, his brother and his sister and a friend.
Yeah, they were all there painting Womble noses.
In them. So we're chatting to him for about half an hour. I loved it. And you know me, I love all of that kind of stuff. So I was having a great time. Mark Lewison beckoned me over.
Now, also now follows me on Twitter.
It follows. Oh, he sent me a lovely email saying it's very, very nice to meet you. Mark Lewison was there, and I went, I'm going to go, because I'm not very good in these things historically. I don't really do them, and I'm not very good.
Also, it was such a small place, it could have been quite intimidating, yeah. Because there weren't that many people there, and you could stand there and be completely ignored, but be obviously being ignored.
Oh, I'd say there were, 40, 50 crammed into two very tiny floors.
Yeah.
And so there's Mark Lewison, and I said to Catherine, I'm going to go and say hello to him. I met him years ago. He won't remember me, but I'm going to go and say hello to him. Before I could, he went, Ian, Lovely to see you. Now, he's one of those people that remembers everybody and everything.
I saw it in action.
Yeah.
This is Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Nice to meet you, Catherine. He said it about three times. And then at the end said, Catherine, it was so good to meet you. We'll see you again, Catherine. He was doing that thing where he's like, remember the names, remember the names. And that's why,
Sorry.
I was going to say, that explains exactly the way he writes.
Yeah. If you've ever read those Beatles books, the pages are heavy with facts and what others might call trivia, which he rightfully calls historical facts. And I started a conversation with him, and I did bottle the conversation a bit. I said, the new Revolver box set looks very disappointing. Now, Mark Lewisohn is not going to say in public, yeah, it's not very good, because then you've got a story. Oh, Mark Lewisohn slagged off Revolver. And he said, no, it's wonderful. I've heard the mixes. It's great. It's wonderful. And what I should have said to him was, yeah, listen, it's great this stuff's coming out, but there's a new Beach Boys box set coming out that is two albums, Carl and the Passions, one of my favourite, and Holland, and it's six discs. And every disc is crammed full of stuff. Whereas the Beatles, it's two of the discs are different, mono and stereo Revolver, which is about 30 minutes. They're on two separate discs. And I should have said, look how the Beach Boys are doing it, Mark. They are bringing out six discs for two albums that sold almost nothing, crammed full of stuff we've never heard. That's what the... And instead, I didn't. I kind of got a little bit cloying. But then he introduced us to Gary Crowley and Gary Crowley's wife, Carla.
Yes.
I remembered her name. And he was... What was lovely? Right, not many people in showbiz do this. He went, Ian, this is... Ian, Catherine, this is Gary Crowley. And as I was shaking Gary's hand and talking to him, I went, and this is his wife, Carla. And again, a second time, he went... This is Carla, to make sure that she was included, because showbiz circles, that doesn't normally happen. I try, but I was a little bit blown away that Mark Lewisohn had known me, so I was a little bit like a little bit giddy. But he made sure that she was brought into the conversation.
Yeah.
What a nice guy. And I've now got his phone number. Anyway, Catherine and I have booked tickets for his show in that theatre.
Anyway, a theatre.
October the 8th. He in said he was doing the show on a Sunday, didn't he?
I think so. He said yes. But
yeah, he's not. He's a Friday and a Saturday, so we got that wrong.
No, I think he said the Saturday, and he said the Saturday was selling a little bit slower.
Yeah, well.
Which I find very surprising, because everyone's up for Saturday, aren't they?
Well, the Saturday matinee is almost sold out. The evening show isn't, because there's a train strike. Yes, Gary Crowley of BBC London, who I'd never met, and we did that thing. Have we met? I think we've literally passed each other in corridors, various, radio and TV things. So there was that.
You know what it felt like? It felt like a family do.
Yeah, Richard, get a ticket. But then apparently I met one of Paul McCartney's daughters. But
Mary.
I don't even remember meeting her.
I do.
So what? Tell me again, because I don't remember it.
So we were talking to Mike, and then Kate, and then Mike back. Mike was doing the usual thing of circulating and making everyone feel welcome. And by the way, what a lovely welcome that was. So we went in behind Sir Peter Blake.
Sir Peter Blake.
Who got a massive cuddle. Of course he did. It's Sir Peter Blake, right?
Sir Peter Blake, though.
But the cuddle train didn't stop rolling, right? I got hugged. You got hugged. Yeah, he was genuinely pleased to see us, genuinely, and stood and talked to us as well. Not just
and
a
then
kind
made
of...
a point later on of coming to find us to have another chat with us and to talk through a couple of the pictures on the wall.
And he took our pictures. He wanted our pictures.
Yeah. He took our pictures.
Isn't that correct? But he takes pictures of everything, which is why he is who he is, you know.
But how wonderful.
So yeah, at one point he came over. He went,
"Oh yeah,
Ian, Catherine, have you met our Mary?" And I recognised her.
I don't even remember this bit happening.
But you don't do faces anyway.
No.
But it's Mary McCartney.
The baby from McCartney.
The baby from McCartney. I know I'd seen, because she was with a young man who looked just dead like Paul McCartney. It's his grandson, obviously, her boy. So I said, oh, hello, Mary. I was delighted. I was thinking, it's Mary McCartney. She's brilliant. And you were very nice to her, but I had absolutely no clue.
I spoke to her and was polite. Well,
yeah, you shook her hand.
She would have liked that.
Yeah.
I didn't have a flipping clue.
Do you know what I found with them? And it's with Kate and with him as well. They don't like bullshit. No. So they quite like it when people are just normal, you know.
See, Dave Dogface is in the chat. Were you here for the bit when I was talking about Mark Lewison and talking about Revolver? Because if not, I will repeat it for you as another disappointed Beatles fan. I'm trying to think. We didn't speak to Roger McGough. I would have liked to, but he was seemed to be very, very busy.
Yeah.
There was a woman there who I really recognised, and I was thinking about her today. So I sat getting my hair cut. I was going, who is that woman? She's not famous. I think I've worked with her. And I saw her and I thought, I know her, but I can't go and speak to her because I think I know her so well that I should be able to go, all right, Susan, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I didn't. And it just keeps, you know, just trying to catch a dream.
You're going to wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, I have been recently.
And really realise it was.
So it was, I never do launches, red carpet. I mean, it's very intimate. I never do launches. You heard that, the Beach Boys set like that. Yeah, good, okay. Never, I've heard the Carnegie Hall gig, it's great. This Beach Boys box set that's coming out, Catherine. So they did the Feel Flow, Sunflower and Surf's Up.
Yeah.
They're now doing a 6-CD box set. Christmas is coming up, guys, of two albums that sold hardly anything. Holland and Carl and the Passion So Tough, which is one of my favourite albums. Everybody hates it because it's just so beautiful. The Dennis Wilson songs on there are wonderful. Bringing out a 6-CD box set of that. And wow. Boy, oh boy, I'm salivating. This is the thing, right? These albums, I think Carl and the Passion's probably got to like 100 in the Billboard Hot 100. And they're getting a 6-CD box set and it'll be beautifully done. The artwork is amazing. Revolver gets, I think, is it 5 CDs and one of them's got 4 songs on. One of them is the stereo mix, one of them is the mono mix. Leaves you with 2 CDs of rarities. Fuck's sake. Come on, Beatles. The Beach Boys and the Monkees re-releases are destroying you.
I mean, two of them are dead. Call some slack.
That's true. That's true. But it was a really wonderful night.
Yeah.
The kind of thing, again, back in the past, I would have, if I'd have gone 10 minutes and I'd been out. But no, we went in, we walked around, we were confident, stayed there for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we were welcome. And I felt like we were one of the gang, weren't we?
Never had a ginger ale before.
Did you like it, Anna?
I did like it, actually, yeah. So it's supposed to be good for indigestion.
Mm.
Why do some people say indigestion?
Because some people are weird.
Isn't it? Here we go. Ashley says, just spent the last 5 minutes very confused, getting mixed up between Peter Blake and Pink Panther director Blake Edwards. To be fair, I shouldn't, as he died over 10 years ago.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.